We're joined now by our technology expert, Omar Gayaga. Omar, welcome back to the program.
Thanks very much for having me, Melissa.
And help me understand something really simple here. If I'm making a phone call or downloading something, how does that affect maybe the person standing right next to me using the same provider?
Well, you're sharing bandwidth with the person next to you who is on the same cell phone carrier. If you're on AT&T or Verizon, everyone that's on AT&T and Verizon around you is sharing that same amount of data bandwidth. So it's like if you have high-speed internet in your home and a bunch of people got on your network and tried to download YouTube videos all at the same time, your network could get bogged down because you're all sharing only a limited amount of bandwidth.
And cell phone companies are concerned about this, not just for tomorrow's inauguration, but more broadly.
Yeah, exactly. They have been spending tens of billions of dollars over the years to expand the so-called 3G and 2G networks, which are the most common ones for cell phones today. 2G is kind of akin to dial-up networking speeds at home. 3G is more of a high-speed internet experience. And as we have these smarter phones, BlackBerries, iPhones, people are expecting to be able to do full internet browsing, being able to send photos immediately or stream video even online.
And with more and more technology eating up more and more bandwidth, how much do you figure the companies have to invest in expanding bandwidth?
Well, it's definitely in the tens of billions of dollars nationwide. I spoke to Verizon last year before the Democratic National Convention. They'd invested $700 million in Colorado alone and about $45 billion nationally since 2000.
And are these short-term fixes or really long-term structural things they're doing?
For big events like this, they're definitely short-term fixes. These are mobile units that are brought in to try to just handle that bandwidth and then taken away when the event is over. But the cell phone carriers are trying to expand to larger coverage areas and kind of expand the networks nationwide for day-to-day operations as well.
Well, Omar, for the inauguration tomorrow, you'll be there in Austin, Texas, experiencing the inauguration online. What are you looking forward to checking out tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be checking it out online and working at the newspaper. But, I mean, in addition to just seeing what people are saying on Twitter and you know, seeing the live video feeds, I'm really excited about something CNN and Microsoft are partnering on called a 3D photo synth. And what they're asking people to do is to send in photos of the moment that Barack Obama does the oath. And what they're going to do is a 3D photo collage collecting all of the photos they receive. They're asking people to either send in a photo of the moment of the oath or send in three photos, something close up, mid-range, and then a wide-angle shot. And this is going to be part of a huge 3D collage that they are saying is going to be the most recorded moment in human history. It's going to be at CNN.com/themoment.
Assuming people can get their calls through to send those pictures.
Yeah, but with photos, there's more likelihood of your emailing a photo that it'll be queued and sent later. So there may be a delay, but it's less likely to get dropped than, say, a live call.
Omar, thanks so much.
Thanks very much. And I'm going to be posting links to a lot of the live inauguration events online at the NPR community site. That's npr.org/alltech.
Great. Omar Gayaga covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman.